I don't know about all of you, but I'm filled with so many thoughts of if I had only, and I should have. But now it's too late. Jesus is dead, laid in the tomb. Somehow, I didn't expect it to turn out like this when he first called me to accompany him. All he said was, "Come, Peter, join me. We'll fish for people. Come, help build the kingdom." I can't explain it, but I just walked away from fishing, even though it was what I expected to do for the rest of my life. We spent a lot of time together over the next 3 years, and Jesus counted on me. I know he did. One day Jesus said, "On rocks like you, Peter, I will build my church." I was so confident that I would always stand beside him. I was so certain, but that one night as he walked on the water coming towards us, as we sat in the boat, I tried to walk on the water, but I started sinking, and Jesus said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" I did believe him, really, I did. When he asked who people said the Son of Man was, I told him clearly, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." But then there was that horrible night. I denied him, not just once, but 3 times. When he needed me most, I failed him. I should have admitted knowing Jesus. I should have stood up and spoken on his behalf. Mary, at least you were always there for him.
I may have been there, Peter, but that horrible night, I was just watching. I did no more than you did. I was powerless. Even if I had tried to protest, the officials would have scoffed at me. After all, I'm only a woman. But Jesus was different. He even let me sit at his feet and hear his lessons. I listened. I learned. He was as one of our family. Martha, Lazarus, and I were always so happy to have him. Of course, Martha could not be bothered to listen. She was always busy fixing meals. But then she can always say that she took good care of Jesus. When Lazarus died, I went to Jesus crying and accusing him, saying, "If you had been there, my brother would not have died." Then Jesus cried. He cried. If only I could take back my tears, my angry words. But angry words, once said, cannot be taken back. If only I had never said them. If only I had believed in Jesus more. Martha did, though. When Jesus came and found Lazarus dead, Martha called to him and really listened that time when Jesus told her Lazarus will rise again. Martha told him she believed in the resurrection. But Jesus said something that I have puzzled over. "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live." Martha, faithful, told Jesus, "I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God. If only I had another chance."
Find satisfaction in having traveled with Jesus for 3 years and all your faithful service to him. And Mary, your family gave Jesus a safe haven, a place for rest. But me, the powerful Nicodemus, I didn't lift a finger to save him. I went to see Jesus in the dark of night. I wouldn't come out of the shadows and let people know what I was doing. Jesus was brought before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish court. I, as a Pharisee and a member of that court, could have done or said any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him. I stood on the law, saying, our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it? When they replied, surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search, and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee. I had the perfect opportunity. If only I had spoken.
If only you had spoken. If only Peter had not denied him. If only I could take back angry words and tears. If only. If only I had more faith.
Jesus could have condemned me when I was caught in adultery. I knew I was guilty. I deserved punishment. All he said was, let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. After he stood down to draw in the sand, all those men silently left, one by one, finding that no one had condemned me. Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on do not sin again. What joy, what peace, I am forgiven.
They said I was blind because I was born and brought up in sin. Oh, I suppose they felt that they needed to blame someone or something for my blindness. But Jesus, this wonderful man who healed me, said that no one's sin was responsible. However, the leaders of the synagogue were not able to accept this explanation any more than they could accept that Jesus had been able to heal me because he is from God. I know Jesus must be from God, for though I have been blind since birth, the most glorious thing happened to me when I bathed my eyes at Siloam. My eyes were opened, and I could see the glorious blue sky and the vast land spread out before me. I could see the wonderful colors of people's clothing as they gathered around me in amazement. Jesus told me that he is the Son of Man, and I said, Lord, I believe. It is the leaders of the synagogue who are blind, living in darkness, and I, who have been blind, have been given physical and spiritual sight. While they tried to convince me and everyone else that sin was the cause of my blindness, Jesus has freed me from this misconception. It is nothing I or my parents did, and we can all rejoice in the Lord who has made me whole.
That day, I went to draw water from Jacob's well as one which I will never forget. There sat a Jewish man, and he asked me, a Samaritan woman, to give him a drink. I was totally shocked that a man spoke to me at all, since it isn't customary to speak to women. But Jews don't speak to Samaritans, men or women. He spoke to me of giving me living water and assured me that I would never be thirsty again. I asked him to give me this water, but he said to go call my husband. I didn't want to say that I wasn't living with a man, not my husband. So I said, I have no husband. And this man replied, you are right in saying you have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. It was amazing. He knew all about me. I believed him to be a prophet as he continued to speak to me about worshiping God in spirit and truth. I told him, I know the Messiah is coming, and when he comes, he will be proclaiming all things to us. The man said, I am he. Can you believe that? Even as he said it, I knew it to be truth. I ran into town to tell everyone about him, and they followed me out to Jacob's well, and they too believed. The Messiah spoke to me, a sinful Samaritan woman. It's almost too wonderful to believe, but I do. The Messiah came, and he spoke to me, and he never condemned me, and I am an entirely new woman. I can't help myself. I must go and tell everyone the good news.
Jesus has risen. Jesus has risen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.